response that you gave was for our Vedina, for Yakovki's, emphasizing that. Because each one of you are here because of our Vedina, because of Yakov. Yakov would like to greet you all. And he would like to ask you a question. And always pilgrims are asking questions to Yakov, and now he would like to ask you a question. Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy to be here in Medjugorje?
Yes.
That is important. And that is what God wants from us, and that is what Our Lady wants from us. That we are happy to believe in this love of God and grace of God. First, I would like to share with you, Yakov says, when you come here to Medjugorje, what is the first thing that we all need to do? First, we need to thank the Lord for all these 37 years. 37 years of grace. Grace that God is giving us through Our Lady's presence here. And then we need to thank Our Lady, because Our Lady is our mother. She is taking care of us because Our Lady loves us. The beautiful message where Our Lady said, if only you knew how much I love you, you would cry out of joy. So that is the first step that we need to make here in Medjugorje. The easiest thing is to come here to Medjugorje. But when we come here, we need to start our pilgrimage. We need to live that pilgrimage. But how? In what way? First, we need to get rid of everything that is stopping us to come closer to God. We need to get rid of our sins. So we need to go to confession. It's so special to see all the queues in front of the confessionals waiting to go in and to confess their sins. Because then we can see that all these people want to get rid of their sins. And we can see that all the people who are waiting in their queues want to be free people. There is nothing more beautiful than when your heart is free. Because then the heart is open to every grace. And Medjugorje is a place of grace. Let us look at these 37 years. There is a song and a hymn that says, Medjugorje is a place where heaven embraces earth. And at the very same time, heaven is embracing each one of us. And every time here in Medjugorje, I feel as in embrace of heaven. Behind us, we have the Cross Mountain. We have the Accretion Hill as well. And then we have the Church of St. James here as well. Isn't that the embrace of God? Why has been Our Lady coming to Medjugorje? She hasn't come only because six of us visionaries. Our Lady never said, dear Yakov. Our Lady always says, in a simple way, dear children. She has been coming because each one of us, and because of all of us. We are all her children. Our Lady wants to show us a path and a road. And that path is leading us to Jesus Christ. That is the reason of Our Lady's coming here. Here in Medjugorje you will hear many testimonies, and that all is beautiful. But if we do not have personal encounter with God here in Medjugorje, then we will not understand Medjugorje. Because Medjugorje cannot be described by words. We need to experience Medjugorje in our hearts. That's why I always say to all the pilgrims, find the time on your own here in Medjugorje. There are so many special places here. And in the silence, let us open our hearts to God. Let us open our hearts to Our Lady. And let us say our yes in a simple way. It's not important to come to the visionaries and tell the visionaries, can you please say this to Our Lady, or can you say that to Our Lady? You can do it yourself. Our Lady is always with us. But so many times we don't want her presence. And we remember God and Our Lady only when we need them. Jacob is saying, I'm very much aware how much I got from God. I was 10 years old when I received this great grace. And I will never be able to thank God enough for everything what I received. Because it's beautiful to see Our Lady. I always remember the first moment when I, for the first time, knelt before Our Lady. And people are always asking me, how beautiful is Our Lady? And they always think that that is the most important. But for me, Jacob says, what was the most important in that first moment was love. The love that I felt in my heart. A love of a mother. And I understood that Our Lady is my mother. I understood that in my heart. And I started loving her as my mom. And as the years were passing by, I was growing up, and I was growing up in faith as well. My faith was growing, and then I understood one thing. Through Our Lady, I received even a greater gift. And that is to encounter Jesus Christ. And that is what I mentioned earlier. And I was always wondering, do I do enough? Am I doing enough? Do I thank the Lord for everything that He gave to me? And I also always knew that I can do more. And I believe that each one of us can give more each day. 6 years ago, I went to our parish priest, and I wanted to have a conversation with him. And I said to him, I want to do something more. I give my testimonies in this way, but I want to give my testimony with my life as well. Maybe sometimes I'm not a good example, but I'm a human just like everybody else. And then I said, but what can I do? And then I said to Father Marinko, our parish priest, what I would like to do. Because I wanted to do something in our parish here. And everything that I mentioned to Father Marinko that I would like to do here, nothing really happened with that. And 3 days after our conversation, Father Marinko invited me to come to the parish office, and he brought me to this small little house, and there was nothing in it. And he said to me, "This is your office." And what is interesting, that small little house, that was a stable before Our Lady's apparitions. And then I said to him, "What will I do here?" And Father Marinko said to me, "I want this to become the office for all those in need." And when I heard that word, poor, in need, I understood that that is an answer to what I was looking for. And I understood that God is giving me new grace and another grace. And in this way, I give my testimonies. But now God was giving me a new chance to testify and to give witness with my hands as well, to help all of our brothers and sisters who are in need. And I started first here in Medjugorje. Do you think that there is poverty here in Medjugorje, that there are poor people here in Medjugorje? Do you think so, when you see all these hotels and everything? Yes, there are poor people here. And the first thing that I wanted to do here, I wanted to visit all these families. And it was not easy to do it. It's easy to get to their homes, to their houses. But every human being has a dignity. And you don't know how these people will feel when you come to their door. And I remember when for the first time I came to the door of one home of one poor family. And I said to the Lord before the knocking on the door, "Lord, this is your plan. If you want this from me, then be with me and help me." And then the door opened. I saw this woman, and she had this huge smile on her face. She hugged me, and she started crying. She cried out of joy. And as I was visiting these families more often and more, I understood one thing. The first help is the most important help. And that first help, the most important help, is the love that we need to have for these people. And we are all in need of love. And then everything else is coming. First, they need to feel that they are loved, that they are not abandoned, that they are important to us, that there is somebody taking care of them, that they are not different from each one of us. Soon, people heard about our association. Now, we really work in the whole country of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's also a small miracle. Because in this just a short time, the news about our office spread so much. And we started with nothing really here. I remember when my storage was empty completely. But I always believed in God's providence. I was thinking, if God wants this, then He will provide. And it was happening all the time through all these years. At the moment, our office is taking care of 500 families. And what is the most important? We help these families, but we are with them as well. And at least once a month, we visit them. The easiest thing to do is to bring them a package with food or some kind of help and leave. But no, we want to be with them. We want to spend time with them, to have conversation with them, to pray with them, so that they can feel that there is somebody with them. In this association that now we are running, we have volunteers. And it's also a story inside of a story. Because for 3 years I was on my own in the office. And I couldn't do it anymore on my own. Jaco says I also have a family. I have 3 children. And I have a wife, he said as well. So I have a responsibility for my family as well. And then I prayed to Lord to help me. And then I got this idea to start with the Association of Volunteers. To be quite honest, I didn't really believe that that will work at the beginning. Because I wanted these volunteers to be mostly young people. Why young people? Because this world is offering so much, is offering everything to us. We do not see the other side. We don't see maybe a mother who has 10 children. And every day she is worrying, how will she feed her children? We don't see a mother who has 3 sick children. And she cannot bring them to the hospital. And we don't see this old man who lives somewhere in the hills on his own and nobody visits him for months. And this is what I wanted to show to these young people. I wanted to tell them that there is the other side. And in 20 days, when I started the association, there were 50 of them. There are around 90 at the moment in the association. 90 young people. 90 young hearts. 90 young souls which are open towards others. And in a very special way, their hearts are open for all those who are in need. And now I can tell you that these volunteers became the builders. They started bringing people to the hospitals. They were those who were cleaning the houses for the old people living on their own. We also work on the land. Because we want to grow something with our own hands and then be able to give that to all those in need. But there is one thing. For somebody to become a volunteer of our association, that person needs to accept the most important thing in our association, and that is prayer. Because prayer is giving us strength, giving us love, giving us joy, so that then we can share that with these people. Every Monday, we have a meeting. First, we pray together. We sing, we praise the Lord, and then we make the program the whole week. Through this association, I understood one thing. Yapo says, I'm not the one who is helping, but I'm the one who receives so much from all these people. Because you start asking yourself questions. How much do you give thanks to the Lord for these small little things? For example, I have 3 children, Yapo says. I had lunch with 3 of them now. They are happy. I hug them. I kiss them. And they can feel my love. But there are so many children who do not have this. I'll give you a small little example for that. 3 years ago, not too far from Medjugorje, in a place where there was garbage and litter, we found a family. And in that family, there was this small little boy that was only 1.5 years old. When I first saw this boy, and when I, for the first time, took him and embraced him, he had a long blonde hair. He was all dirty, of course, because he lived in these conditions, which are really not conditions for living, especially of a small child. But I understood God was sending me this small little angel. His mother is mentally sick, so we brought her to the hospital, and I brought him to my home. And I always say to my wife, you have this great grace to give him his first bath in his life and to give him the warm meal. Because what he was eating in that 1.5 years was what he found in the litter and in the garbage. Why I wanted to share this? Because I don't want to hear the words, thank you. I'm not in need of these words. Our thank you and our praise in heaven is in heaven. God sees everything. And my greatest thank you and the greatest praise is when I see that boy today. He goes to kindergarten. He plays with other children. He lives with his parents now. And every weekend he comes to our home. And when he comes, he always hugs me, kisses me. Isn't that the most beautiful thank you of all? And every person that we visit, all those in need, when they say to us, God bless you, that is the most beautiful thank you to each one of us. Because very often we think we have everything. But if we do not have God, and if we do not have God's blessing, we don't have anything. We are poor people. We are more poor than all those who are poor with material things. So at the end, just to tell you, when you meet somebody that is poor, some homeless people, somebody maybe who is sleeping on the street, what is what that we do most of the times? We just pass by. Sometimes we give some coin or some small note and we go and pass by those people. But let us stop by these people. Let us ask them, how are you? Let us reach to them. Let us hug them. Maybe it will be difficult, When we see that these people are all dirty and smelly, but there is one thing. If we want to recognize Jesus in every person, then nothing will be difficult. And we always need to know. Poverty is not only when we are poor with material things. There are another ways of being poor. Maybe there is our neighbor living next to us. Maybe that neighbor is in need of just one smile from us, shake of hands, maybe just a hug that they need. And it will not cost us anything, but it will mean so much for these people around us. That's all from Jakob, he said. And I would also like to thank you, he says. Our office, the office of the association, which is called Mary's Hands, is surviving because of the nations of pilgrims. So many pilgrims through all these years helped so much. And I would like to thank each one of you and to thank all those people who helped in all these years. The greatest help, actually, is your prayer. So do pray for us, so that we can be extended hands, just like the hands of Our Lady are extended here, towards every person that is in need. Jakob says, I will pray for each one of you. For all of your intentions, for all the sick people especially. And what is the most beautiful? And that in a very special way unites all the pilgrims here in Medjugorje and with all of us who are here in Medjugorje is prayer. So let us always stay united in prayer. We will pray now together one Hail Mary for all of your intentions.